One of them, I think you probably know, and that's Luke Bernardo, because his dad is the athletic director at Mont Marty. Hi, Luke.
Hi. How are you?
You're Andy's son. You've always been Andy's son.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're Steph's son as well.
Yep.
And Trey's brother.
Mm-hmm.
And Brooke's brother.
Yep.
Been nice to get to know you these last couple of years. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jeff.
And maybe you don't know Laura Widstrom from Mitchell, who is in the Red Cross Club as well, and a cheerleader too. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
Thank you for coming in.
Yep, thank you.
Why do you guys have your scrubs on today?
We had a clinical experience this morning at 6:40, so early start to the day.
You know, usually students come in here and this is the first thing they do, but you've already got things taken care of.
Yep.
And checked off today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How many pairs of scrubs do you own?
Probably like 10.
You're both going to be in the nursing field, right, Laura?
Yep.
You're both juniors, right?
Yep.
Have you guys been friends since you started here at Mont Marty?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
How many nursing students at MMU?
I don't know total, but our junior class has 20 students.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why you came to Mont Marty, Laura, for nursing?
Nursing and the cheer team.
Yes. How is cheer going?
It's going good. We just got our new comp routine, so I'm excited to start working on that.
Good. So tell us about the Red Cross Club, Luke. What's that all about? What do you do outside of having a blood drive?
Well, so first we host two blood drives throughout the year, usually one in October and one in February. Then otherwise, this year are going to host a fundraising event towards the spring. That's the plan.
So the blood drive is today and tomorrow. I was asking you about expectations. What'd you say, 57 units of blood?
57 is our total goal of units.
Think you'll make that?
I hope so.
I hope so too. Well, let's help out. Tell us what's happening and how it works at the Ruth Donahoe First Dakota Fieldhouse today.
Yeah, so you'll come in the main entrance and then we'll be there to greet you. It'll be a red table. You'll come in, sign in, and then you'll wait to give blood. Whole blood only takes about 15 minutes. And then afterwards, we'll have some great incentives for you. We have Gooder sunglasses. And then we also have a $15 online Amazon gift card. And then Runza is providing cookies. So shout out to Runza and Spencer. They're always great to us.
Laura, you get shades for giving blood?
Yeah, you do.
And a $15 Amazon card and then goodies. Do you guys know what blood type you are?
I'm O negative.
I'm B positive.
See, I would have thought you'd have been positive too, Luke, because you're such a... Has nothing to do with it. Personality, does it?
No.
We should know our blood type. Laura, what can people expect from the giving blood experience in your nursing opinion?
It's not too bad. I think a lot of people think it's scary, but it's quick and easy, and there's a lot of people there to help you.
And you could save a life today.
Yeah. You can save up to three lives.
Three lives?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been saying one all these years. Why is it three?
Because in blood, there's components. So there's the red blood cells, there's the plasma, there's the platelets. And when you get blood, they separate them. And then each goes to a different person. Or it could go to the same person. Just depends. But yeah, giving blood is a huge thing. Every 2 seconds, someone needs blood. And even in like a tragic accident, a car accident, someone can receive around 100 units of blood.
I know that giving is down and we really need to do something about that. I can't remember what the number is on people that are giving today, but maybe the incentives will help.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Cross Club, Laura, how many people in that at Mont Marty and what do you guys all do?
About 30. And right now our main objective is the blood drives. We help run those and work with the Red Cross Club to organize those. And then different fundraising things around the school. So
what do you hope to do with your nursing degree once you leave Mont Marty University?
I'm really interested in critical care nursing, so hopefully eventually get into the ICU, and then ultimate goal is to go back to, for Mont Marty's nurse anesthesia program.
And you hope to stay local, or you got your sights set on somewhere else in the world?
I'd like to go to Sioux Falls, so stay pretty close in South Dakota.
Well, your family and Mitchell will be happy to hear that.
Yeah. Good.
Luke, what about you? You've been around here your whole life. Mm-hmm. What are your hopes after?
My goals are pretty much the same as Laura. I want to be a critical care nurse, go up to Sioux Falls for a few years, do the nurse anesthesia program with Mount Marty, and then eventually come back to Yankton.
Wait a minute. I just thought of something. Luke and Laura, do you guys know about that? Do you know about Luke and Laura and the old soap opera back in the day? Oh, no. You guys got to Google that. Luke and Laura? You got to Google that when you leave.
All right.
I don't want to waste any more time on that. Luke, I see a QR code on this poster here. How's that work?
You can scan it and it'll bring you to the American Red Cross page, or you can just go there automatically on your mobile device, there will be a section there where you can put in a zip code. So you can put 57078, or you can use a keyword, and our keyword is Mount Marty, just one word.
Laura, are you recruiting out there? Have you tried to get people to come into the field house today? And how have you been doing that?
Yeah, I've been trying, telling all my friends, you know, trying to spread the word of like how important it is to help save people's lives. So
I bet the technology of giving blood has really changed over the years. Now, I think back to when I was a kid, which a long time ago, I think it was a much different experience. It's pretty easy. What'd you say, 15 minutes?
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
Luke, anything else you want to add about this blood drive going on today?
We would just love to see you there.
1 to 6 today, 8 until 1 tomorrow. And then any questions, they can contact you or scan that QR code or whatever. And Laura, I understand you have comp season coming up for cheerleading.
Yes.
When's that start?
Our first competition's in February, so.
How do you get it all done? Nursing, cheer? You have classes, too. Do you take classes here at Mount Marty?
I do.
You do? Okay.
It's a lot, but I manage because I care about all of it, so I always make time.
And Luke, you stay busy with everything everywhere I go. There you are doing something.
Yep.
Maybe for the athletic department or just because dad says so, maybe.
Maybe a little bit of both.
All right. Thanks for coming in. Hope you hit that 57 number on your blood drive. And thanks for sharing with us from the Red Cross Club. You guys have a good day.
Thank you, Jeff. You.